Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Bravo's 72 and 60 now, a dozen games over 500. They have been actually pretty good over the past couple of weeks. Had a real sluggish start to the post-All-Star break portion of the season. But on a bit of a heater, they're 8-2 in the last 10, a dozen games over 500 now. The problem is the Phillies have started to heat back up a little bit. The Bravos were down as many as 9 games. I think they got to 10 for a night at one point in the NL East. That lead cut down now to 6 games. The problem is, as I mentioned, the Phillies have started to find it a little bit as well. Philadelphia has just won a back-to-back set against the Houston Astros, the team that is currently leading the American League East, though their lead has shrunk from 6 games down to 3.5 over the Seattle Mariners, because the Mariners, after a managerial change, have started to find their groove. Ain't nothing better than a baseball team that gets its groove back a little bit. Seattle had lost 9 in a row, but they've now won 3 of their last 4. Blah, 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 put them to the side. We're talking NL East for a minute. We're actually talking Major League Baseball for just a minute. Why, you might ask? Here's the answer. The answer, why, is because Major League Baseball is not going to have a single team win 100 games this year. It would take a major, major tear for a team to get to 100. The Dodgers right now have 78 wins. The Yankees have 78 wins. The Orioles have 77. The Diamondbacks and Padres have 75. Excuse me. The Diamondbacks have 75. The Padres have 76. Those teams have less than 30 games left to play. And the closest team needs 22 wins out of 29 games to win 100 games. It's not happening this year. Why not? I have a theory. I have floated this theory to Cody Decker. I have floated this theory to Jake Hassan. I have floated this theory to Ryan Horvat. I have floated this theory to every host that I have had interaction with on the air for the past month, and I have had yet one. I have not yet had one that has pushed back on the theory as inane or insane. Jake Hassan from the BetQL Network. He is the executive producer of You Better You Bet and the host of the Bat Flips and Bet Slips pod, a phenomenal baseball pod. Him and Lucy Burge host that pod together. If you're a baseball person, it's a great pod. They do it, I think it's like 1 hour every day. It's not broadcasted. You got to get the pod version, but it's an exceptional baseball pod. Any hoodles. I floated it to Jake Hassan, and even as a knower of ball, I am comfortable saying to you, genuinely, Jake Hassan's the smartest baseball guy I know. Like, this dude is just, he's like the Rain Man of baseball fans. Like, he just knows everything. It's wild. So I floated this theory at Jake last week when I was hosting You Better You Bet, and I said, Jake Hassan, let me run this theory by you. Tell me if you think I'm losing my bleeping mind? And I gave him my theory, and he said, no, actually, I think it's a good theory. I think that's a theory that holds water. Here is my theory. My theory is this. Two teams get the first round bye in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Now, in the NFL, you fight your ass off for that bye. Why? Because it gives you an extra week to get it right, get it tight. Gives you an extra week to get healthy. Gives you an extra week to hit the ice bath or the sauna or whatever else it is that you need to hit in order to, you know, rehab the nicks and the cuts and the bruises and the sprains and the bangs. Kind of the opposite in baseball. I don't think anybody wants the bye. Now, that's not to say they won't take the bye because, again, you can't reject it. Two teams have to get the bye. Top two divisional winners have to get the bye. But I don't think it's a priority like it used to be. Why? Because last year, the Arizona Diamondbacks came out of the wild card spot and made a run to the World Series. Teams that are getting the bye, teams that are getting the first round opener, are struggling in the divisional series. I don't think anybody knows that better than Atlanta Braves fans, who have now not once but twice in a row earned a first round bye by winning the National League East and then gotten bumped by a team that they were dramatically better than in the regular season, the Philadelphia Phillies. I think the Braves know this as well, if not better, than anybody else. You don't want the bye. And the result of that, and I do think this will be good for the postseason, the result of that is that Major League Baseball teams aren't pressing anymore. Pressing means, effectively, you're doing too much, as the kids might say. You're trying too hard. You are, in video game circles, one of the worst things that a fellow gamer nerd can call you. You are a try-hard. That's an insult in the video game.
I thought you'd say noob.
No, this is the opposite. You're a try-hard. Noob, you just suck. Try-hard means it's so important to you to win that you, like, suck all the fun out of the game, right? Like, even playing competitively, I still want to have fun, right? And if you're a try-hard, you suck all the fun out of the game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nobody wants to be a tryhard. I don't think there are tryhards in Major League Baseball anymore. I think we have gotten to the point where teams aren't pressing anymore. Teams aren't pushing anymore. I think we have gotten to the point where teams are like, yo, if we get the wild card, so be it. Because that's not to say you don't try at all. You damn sure don't want to be like, okay, let's get ourselves in a wild card spot, end up in a situation where maybe you go on a 5, 6, 7 game losing losing streak in the last 2 weeks of the season. And the next thing that you know, you find yourself on the final day of baseball's regular season, fighting for a wild card spot when you could have been winning your division, right? So I look at the Dodgers. That's a team that had a win total of 100.5. I look at the Braves. That's a team that had a win total of 101.5. I look at over in the American League, the Yankees. I think their win total wasn't 100. I think theirs was like 94, 95. But let's talk about what the Yankees have turned into. They've won 78 games. They're tied for the best record in Major League Baseball. I look at the Orioles. Their win total was like 95.5. They're at 77. They will have to win 18 out of the final 29, 28 games to get to their win total, right? Nobody's making it to 100 wins. This is a Major League Baseball roster of teams that we have had at least one, sometimes two, occasionally three teams get to or at least come mighty close to the 100 win tally over the past couple of years. And this year, we're not going to have any. Do you think that's because baseball has had a major step back in talent? No. Do you think it's because baseball has had a major step forward in pitching? I mean, honestly, it has. It has. Pitchers are better this year than they were last year, and they'll be better next year than they were this year. And this is a separate conversation. We can come back to it later. But the rise in technology has made it easier for pitchers to get better. They got cameras now that film at 1,000,000,007 frames per second. And
that's a lot.
It's a lot. And can zoom in and track a pitcher's hand. So these guys can watch the millisecond that the ball comes off the finger, and they can go, oh, it's rolling too far off the back of my middle finger, and they can adjust. All right, well, I'll roll the middle finger in a little bit. I'll move it up a little bit. Whatever the case is, to fix that rotation issue, and now all of a sudden that pitch is fixed in a way that pitchers in even 5 years ago never could have imagined would be possible, right? So yeah, it's getting better, but is it better to the tune of the Dodgers winning 15 fewer games this year? The Braves winning 20 fewer games this year? Probably not, right? Probably not. I think teams aren't pushing. They aren't pressing. They aren't gunning and going full afterburner to get to that 100 win mark and to earn that first round bye, because the first round bye is effectively a death sentence for teams now. If you get that first round bye in round number 2 in the AL and NL divisional series, you're going to face a good team and a team that hasn't had time off. Time off is a killer. Texter texted the show earlier in the show and said in baseball, time off is an absolute killer. It just doesn't work, and I don't even understand why teams would want it. I agree. That's it. For the record, I don't want the bye week anymore, all right? I don't want the bye week anymore, but I still do have to try to be the division winner. Here's the reality. I would rather know I'm going to win the division or at least be fighting for the top spot in the division and a comfortable wild card berth and risk having the time off, then guarantee I'm not getting the time off, but risk not making the postseason at all, which is a possibility. So I'm playing for it, but I'm not pressing for it, right? As I get deeper into the season, if I'm, say, the Dodgers, and I'm going into the final 2-3 weeks of the season, and I'm carrying a 7-game lead over the Diamondbacks, and I know that the Diamondbacks are not going to be able to, or at least it would take a Herculean effort for them to catch me and win this division, I'm not asking Clayton Kershaw to go throw me 7 innings of ball. I'm throwing him 4. I'm throwing him 4, maybe 5 at maximum before I'm going to my setup men and my closers. Why? Because I want that arm in rhythm, in routine, but not exhausted. Not exhausted. Because I'm going to need him for the wild card round, or I won't, but I'll at least have him refreshed. If I end up giving the division to the Diamondbacks, let's say, if I end up giving the division to the Diamondbacks, but I'm in a wild card spot comfortably, I'd rather have the wild card and a team that is going to be swinging the bats through it, not losing that chemistry and that timing, then win that division and sit down a week when I could have throttled back. So I think that's why we're not going to have a 100 win team in baseball this year, because there's no need for it like there used to be, because getting the bye is a death sentence.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.